Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Sunday, January 23rd. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. Today's podcast is a little bit of a play on the name of the podcast, which is, of course, Think for Yourself. But this is going to be a podcast about Do for Yourself, and I'll explain why over the course of the next 15 or 20 minutes. There's a book that I've often referred to in the past, authored by Joshua Cooper Ramo, and the book is called The Age of the Unthinkable. And I love the book, and I talk about it because Cooper Ramo talks about all of the things that we need to do to think outside the box in order to address and solve the kind of 21st century problems and challenges that we are running up against. And throughout the book, he interviews various people in a variety of fields and how they succeeded to great success, actually, how they achieved, I guess I should say, great success, both through renown and through financial success, by thinking outside the box. But I don't want to talk about the book. I only want to raise the issue of the book because that phrase, the age of the unthinkable, leads me to another phrase that I often use, and that is get comfortable being uncomfortable. I think that in the world we are currently living in, we have every reason to get comfortable being uncomfortable because things are changing not only so rapidly as the technology has shown us over the past decade or two, but changing in profound ways that have nothing to do with the technology. And the latest example and the most profound example is what we've been through around the world in the last 2 years because of COVID. But I specifically want to talk about one aspect of COVID and the impact that it had and why we all need to get comfortable being uncomfortable and ultimately why we have to begin to not only think for ourselves, but do for ourselves. So let me start with the way the world was from a mechanistic standpoint before we learned about complex adaptive systems. And that sounds very obtuse, but let me break it down very simply. For a very long time, the belief in the business world was that if you had a problem in your company, you fixed the problem and you went on from there. Fixing the problem was the end of your problem. That was a mechanistic view of how things operate. However, complex adaptive theory taught us that when you make a change in one part of a system, you will assuredly impact another part of the system. And therefore, changing one thing doesn't resolve your greater problem or your greater challenge. It simply, in essence, moves the ball down the field where you're going to have to address another aspect of your company because you've adjusted or you've changed something in one part of the system. Complex adaptive systems are businesses, but so is humanity. Humanity is a complex adaptive system. And I would argue that in a world that is so connected due to technology, we as a global population have become a complex adaptive system. Having said that, I want to look at COVID and I want to look at the response to COVID initially and for quite some time thereafter, and in some places still, this concept of lockdowns. Because when the United States and other countries locked down in a response to COVID, the repercussions of that lockdown are still being felt and will be felt for a very long time. Why? Because the United States, the population of the United States, the population of the world, and the connection of one nation in the world to another, all of those are complex adaptive systems. So what happened with lockdowns? Well, the supply chain got interrupted, right? Because workers weren't available, shipping got postponed or halted altogether, truckers, the distribution of goods, all of that was impacted in a negative way as a result of the lockdowns. But so was education, because children couldn't go to school, and so they were home. And keeping them home not only impacted learning, it impacted sociologically and physiologically and psychologically. It impacted how children went through those 2 years of their lives, how they were impacted psychologically, anxiety, fear, depression, suicide, all of those rates went through the roof over the last 2 years and continue to do so. Healthcare was impacted, A, because there was the need to step up and adjust healthcare specifically for COVID patients. But the repercussions of that were that other people who had the need for hospitalization that had nothing to do with COVID were prohibited or prevented from getting their care because the system was so overloaded with COVID patients. You had those same anxiety, fear, and depression levels and suicide levels in other populations, not just among children, whose lives and whose normal routine for going through, let's say, adolescence was interrupted. You had people who lost their jobs because of COVID. You had companies, you had businesses, not large box stores, but your average local hardware store, your local retailers went out of business. So people lost jobs and their anxiety levels as a result, because their economies, their personal financial economic situations were negatively impacted. Okay, so I'm making my point that the repercussions, the aftershocks of not COVID, but the response to COVID are what we are living through and will continue to live through. So it's why I say we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because I want to make another point, and that is virtually none of us, except for a small elite of us, were ready and able to deal with the consequences and the aftershock of what the lockdowns did. There are some people who were prepared, and those people have begun to put plans in place that may or may not agree with how you want the world to be going forward, how you want your country to be going forward. They may or may not be how you see the United States of America going forward, but those plans are in place nonetheless. So not only do you need to be able to think for yourself, you need to be able to do for yourself, because there are things that we've gotten used to that are for quite some time, and maybe for longer than we even imagine at this point, may be unavailable. And I want to give you an example, and I also want to give you an instance in my own personal life, how I recently saw this occur and what I did about it. And maybe this will be helpful for you in your own life. Recently, the freezer portion of my refrigerator stopped working. And it didn't so much stop working as it did completely fill up with frost and ice accumulating on the sides of the freezer portion. And so I thought, okay, perhaps my refrigerator freezer is at the end of its life. I went to Lowe's and Home Depot looking for a new refrigerator. And when I went into both appliance departments and I asked the salesperson that I encountered in both of those departments, what do you have in stock that has French doors and a lower freezer? Both salespersons laughed at me, literally. And I said, okay, what's funny? And they both said to me, there is no stock. And if you're looking for something of that particular style, it'll probably be April or May. So my first thought was a bit of panic. I said, okay, well, if my freezer is dead and my refrigerator is soon to follow, that's not something you can wait 3 or 4 months to replace. You need to eat, you need to keep food refrigerated and frozen. I came home, and the first thing I did was I took everything out of the freezer, defrosted it, put everything back, and the frost began to accumulate again. So I called a local handyman that I had used in the past, and he came by, and he said, well, it can be one of a couple of things. And before he even came, I looked on the internet, and I learned what those things could have been on my own. The simplest being the sealer on the door of the freezer not doing its job anymore, and some more serious problems with the motor or the coils, etc. So the repairman came, the handyman came, and he took apart the freezer. Literally, he took it apart. He took out the freezer door. He took out the back panel. We got to the coils. We saw some problems. We saw some dirt that had accumulated on the coils. He repaired everything he saw. He cleaned out the back of the freezer, the coil portion, and he put the freezer back together again. And the freezer is working just fine now. While he was still repairing the freezer, I said to him, you know, there are vents in the ceiling. They're the air vents for the air conditioning and the heater. I'd like to replace them all because they're somewhat old and they look dirty. And maybe I'll go out and get new vents. And while you're here, you can replace them. He said, yeah, they should run about $30 a vent. Well, I need 11 vents. So that's $330 to replace these vents throughout my house. So I went to Home Depot and I went to Lowe's. And as fate would have it, they don't have the size any longer that are in this house. So I came back home and I thought, well, what am I going to do? And he had removed 4 of them, 4 different sizes, so I could go take them with me when I went to look. I came home and they were sitting on the kitchen counter and I thought, well, let me wash them and clean them up and see what happens. So I washed them off and I cleaned them up and I used all-purpose cleaner. And I know this is a lot of detail about what happened to my freezer and my refrigerator and my vents, but I'm making a point here that is so critical for all of us. They looked brand new when I was done cleaning them, and he put them back. So instead of paying $3,300 or $3,500 for a new freezer refrigerator in the style in which I have now, I paid him 2 hours of his time, which was a total of $100, to fix the freezer refrigerator. And instead of spending $330 on 11 vents, I spent another $50 for an hour of his time to take them down and put them up. So you can do the math, right? It would have been maybe $3,500 plus another $3. Maybe it would have been $3,800 for the vents in the refrigerator and the freezer to replace. And instead, I spent a total of $300 that actually went to a human being who did physical labor, who I know locally, who I helped support. There are several points here to be made. The first point is, through all of the change that we're going through and through all of the insane and negative and, in my opinion, unnecessary impact that the lockdowns had, we're all going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because the profound systemic change that they made through lockdowns will now reverberate for quite some time. And ways of living and things that we are used to aren't going to be there, but that's okay. We are not only a complex adaptive system. We're humans and we're adaptable. And so all of us need to adapt. One of the ways to do that is to do what I did with the freezer and with the vents. And that is, let's not be so quick and lazy as we have become and spoiled as we are as Americans to think that everything that breaks or suddenly is obsolete because our iPhone is a 10 and now there's an 11, or we've got a 12 and there's a 13. Let us not immediately think that everything is instantly replaceable or that we should instantly replace, because I also think that has trickled down to our relationships in life and we are too quickly to replace them as well. Instead of working on them, repairing them, and bringing quality to what we have. So in the process of repairing things, if you can't do it yourself, you're going to help support someone local, a business or a maintenance person or someone who is in your community. And that begins to cure the large corporate problem we have, which is our reliance on Amazon and our reliance on China for everything. For everything new, for everything instant. I could have gone online and ordered 11 vents, custom sized, and had them delivered, you know, prime. They would have been here in 24 to 48 hours. But all that does is really make Jeff Bezos and some large corporation somewhere richer. And I've gotten tired of Amazon. I like the convenience and it will be an adjustment, but I've sort of made up my mind that if I want to be part of the solution and not part of the ongoing problem, I have to begin to do something in my own life, more than one something. I have to begin to do many somethings in my life that begin to bring the control and the connection back to a more localized environment. Because just as the bigger government gets, the farther it gets from the locality that it's governing, the less efficient, the less knowledgeable, the less helpful. So too with large corporations. The more we give up autonomy over the everyday aspects of our lives, not only does it make us lazier, not only does it make us less incentivized, but it causes us to abdicate responsibility and personal power. And those are two things that are uniquely human. And we should be very reluctant to give them up. Because along with that, we give up freedom and liberty. Because we become enslaved to those upon whom we rely. And I've said often and will again, anytime you give up personal power, there's always someone waiting nearby who will gladly pick it up for you, and then you are no longer a free person. You are enslaved to the person to whom you abdicated personal responsibility. And whether it's a person or a corporation or a federal government or a country far away named China, upon whom we have become way too reliant and way too subjugated to. It's time we took back our lives. It's time we took back personal responsibility. It's time we began to adapt, and it's time we became comfortable being uncomfortable as we go through change about which we have control as long as we're willing to step up and take responsibility for the choices that we make and the outcomes that we create as a result of those choices. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold, and I'll be back here again soon. Until then, by all means, think for yourself, and now perhaps do for yourself as well.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E. gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.